Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak. John, morning. How are you, pal?
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Good. But as we all this weekend had one challenge or another, as you lead your community, the call went out yesterday afternoon for sandbaggers. Why did you need them, John?
We had water rising on the south side of Harrisburg. We had about five businesses that were the water got into their parking lots and got right to the edge of their buildings, and we had sandbaggers come in and start sandbagging around the whole building.
All right, so with the area that you're talking about, you know, the ironic part of that, John, is that on Leap Day, I, along with other members of the Harrisburg community, were standing with our neighbors. I mean, I literally grew up on Sloan Street. But you knew that because you delivered pizzas there. But, you know, the thing is that same area where people lost their life, the Leap Day tornado, that's the hill. At the bottom of that hill is where the flooding is.
That's where the flooding currently is right now. And right now we have some water rising on the north side of Harrisburg right now by the Kroger. It's in the Kroger parking lot, but it's not in the Kroger store yet.
All right. Now, this is an area that has been notoriously a flood problem for Harrisburg, but a lot of effort has gone into remediating the flood prospects. And you saw that pay off over the weekend.
I did see it pay off. That new pumping station we put in at the Pankey branch yesterday, I think, really saved the whole area at the north end of town. And the water that's coming in now is just the water that's of offflow from Ledford Carrier Mills, and it all comes into Harrisburg because we're in a bowl here.
Yeah, and oddly enough, historically speaking, the top of Harrisburg, if you drive through the courthouse, that was once called Caruso's Island because all of southeastern Illinois was flooded, and that was the only thing that was above water in the area. It's called Caruso's Island, then eventually became Harrisburg. Now it's interesting because flooding is a long history in Harrisburg. The item I've got to get on the air this morning is because if people who are in need of emergency care, Sloan Hospital Road is one of the most. It is the road to the hospital, but there are other ways to go. What is the preferred way for people to get to the hospital right now because of the flooding?
Well, right now Sloan Street is definitely closed, so there is no passable traffic going up Sloan Street. So if there is an emergency vehicle or if someone has an emergency, they need to take the Route 13 bypass and go east to Vince Ashley Drive and go straight down and take you right into the hospital.
Okay. John, these coming hours we'll be watching, and I know that one rain shower that blew through, well, it got to my house, I think, around 9:10 or something like that, a little before, actually. We're watching the weather because we're not out of the woods yet, because everything continues to drain into this bowl.
Yes. We're pumping. We have two pumps going. We're pumping 88,000 gallons of water a minute out, two pumps, and we will pump those until Wednesday, until they get all the way drained down, and then we'll be ready for Wednesday.
Okay, John, I'm going to let you go, but if you need something, call
Thanks,
me, okay, pal? All right.
Thanks, buddy.
And good
Bye.
Luck today, all right? 716 News Radio, WJPF, Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak. Thank you, John. I got to let you go, buddy.